Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Showmance.
Make sure you go to the episode description and check out all our sponsorship deals.
Our sponsors are the reason Showmance is completely free to download.
And they can hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family. Before we start today's show, let's give a shout out to Away. Thoughtful luggage for modern travel. Away makes travel more seamless with features that solve real travel problems. Away's carry-ons are lightweight and durable, and they come with a TSA-approved combination lock, an optional ejectable battery for your phone, and even a removable laundry bag. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/showmance and use the promo code SHOWMANCE during checkout. I have several Away bags now at this point, and they're incredible. They even give you a little like a magic eraser if they get scuffed up. They're super durable, and they can fit so much in it, much more than you possibly could ever imagine. Away suitcases are designed to last a lifetime, but if any part of your suitcase breaks, their customer service team will arrange to have it fixed or replaced ASAP. There's also a 100-day trial on everything Away makes. If you decide it's not for you, you can return any non-personalized item for a full refund. Away offers free shipping on any order within the contiguous U.S., Europe, and Australia. Want to see it for yourself? You can shop everything Away at their stores in New York, Austin, L.A., San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, and London. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/showmance and use promo code SHOWMANCE during checkout.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance. I'm Jenna Ushkowitz and this is Jenna Ushkowitz.
Whatever.
No, Kevin, you left me for dead.
No, I was dead in the bathroom of a Tender Greens.
Well, let's tell everybody what happened, Kevin McHale.
Okay, so if you keep listening, and I hope you do.
Kevin left me for dead.
Jenna will be doing our interview alone because I abandoned her an hour before the show.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. I got sinus surgery in January.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you the full story.
Great.
Here. And everything was great. Everything was clear, feeling great. New resonance in my face, you know, like it was working out perfectly.
Your voice sounds different.
And then in April or May, I started to get back-to-back like sinus infections and colds, and it was very strange. Like I didn't know what was happening inside my face.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it went on for weeks, and I'd go in, they put my antibiotics, it wouldn't do anything, and then it'd go away for a couple of days, and then it would come back in a different form. Mm-hmm. All sinus-related stuff. So, the week of you doing the interview.
Yeah.
This was, you know, like months into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's pissed.
No, it's fine. You tried.
I tried. So, I texted her right before, because I had been on medication for, I don't know, like 10 days or something. And I was like, oh, I'm feeling better. Then out of nowhere, like at 1 p.m., I was like, you know, I'm feeling a little fevery.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird because you don't normally get a fever with a cold.
Right.
Like, that's strange. And I took my temperature, 101 fever. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's strange. That's odd. That shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's fine. I texted Jenna. I'm like, it's just a sinus infection thing. Like, whatever. I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah.
Feeling particularly bad, but like, we can go talk.
Yeah.
It's fine. So I go get lunch on the way here to the studio. I'm at Tender Greens. I sit down after I order. And I'm like, I feel really nauseous and really hot. I got to excuse myself to go to the bathroom for a second because I feel like something's coming up, maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm not one to vomit a lot. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
I go to a public bathroom. It was a clean, nice bathroom, though.
Yeah, it's Tender Greens.
Yeah. And then, ejected from my mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And he was like, just threw up. And I was like, don't come. We've got two moms with baby infants. Yeah. Don't come.
I was pretty sure that I wasn't contagious, but why risk it? I also felt like death.
I know.
I was like, I hadn't even eaten lunch yet.
Well, Kevin will always power through. That's the thing. Like, even on set, you'd always power through and be like,
I'm sick
I
so
can
often.
Do this. Like, you're a trooper. But it's funny because I have a confession for you. This was one of the dates you were like, do you think you could move this?
Oh, yeah.
Because
I thought about that. I'm like, she's going to think I'm faking
it. Yeah. Because he was like, do you think I can move this? Because I'm trying to go on this trip. And I was like, honestly, these girls are really hard to get a hold of. And like, if we can avoid that, I'd like to. And then he got sick, quote unquote, that day. And I was like, that little bitch, he canceled on me.
But like,
and he's out on a trip. But I knew you weren't because you were at the doctor the next day and all was well. But it did cross my mind.
I was laying in bed being like, she's going to think I went on that trip. I'm like, I could have gone on that trip now.
Yeah, totally.
But then I was like, oh, but I would have been sick on that trip.
Yeah, you would have thrown up on that
trip. It would have sucked.
Anyway.
So I don't need that trip.
Anyway, so you left me for dead. It's fine. These girls are my friends.
You don't need me, Jenna.
Oh, my God. I always need you.
No, you're a pro.
Felt very, very weird without you. And they were also very disappointed you weren't there. I'm not going to lie.
That's nice.
Yeah. They were like, so now we have to go to dinner, but I'm excited for you to hear the interview. And they were great. I know I was great.
You won't let me listen to it until it's actually out. So
yeah,
I'll be listening for the first. Are you talking shit? Like, what's happening?
Well, they asked me a couple of things about you, and I answered them.
You know
very
everything
honestly.
About me. Everything.
Everything.
You've probably seen me vomit before.
I probably have.
I vomited when we lived together.
Yeah, a lot.
No, not a lot. The only time I've ever thrown up from drinking was in that house.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It was because...
That's good.
I maybe shouldn't tell this story. I'll tell it. Here we are. So, I hadn't been drinking for a couple months because I had like this weird vertigo thing happening. Mm-hmm. Another medical issue. Mm-hmm. And I was finally feeling right. It was good. We're a couple months into whatever season it was of Glee, and we had like some friends over that night, and we're just drinking tons of red wine.
Red wine, I remember.
And I don't
drink red wine.
At that time, I didn't ever really drink wine. I also don't ever smoke cigarettes. I think I smoked five cigarettes that night. I don't ever smoke. I don't. It's not a thing I've ever done.
Mm.
And so then that night, I'm chugging wine. Chain smoking, basically, which, yeah, I don't know why I did that. And I wake up at like 3 a.m. just exorcist all over Game of Thrones, Red Wedding style, all over my bathroom. It was just red everywhere.
I remember that.
And then my boyfriend at the time was in bed, and I'm like, he's like, you okay? I'm like, no, I vomited everywhere. Waiting for like, oh, I'll come help you. I don't know what you could do because like I also, oh, speak of the devil. Oh, he is a witch.
He's a witch. He's
calling
you
me
right now.
That's really
be like,
weird.
Remember the time I spewed all over the floor and you didn't help?
I'm standing there listening for a response.
Nothing.
Crickets. He went back to sleep. And then I cleaned up.
I honestly don't know that I would want to clean up your
No, I also,
vomit
I don't know
either.
What I was expecting.
So, yeah.
I also don't know why I missed the toilet.
You know, I used to not know when I was going to throw up as a kid. My mom would get so mad. She'd be like, you got to give me notice. I would like, and just throw up. No notice. Would never have time to like get anywhere except for just where I was, right in front of me. All over me, right in front of me. I have a fun game.
Yeah.
Salsa Crunch. Medical
edition.
I was like, what was coming out of my mouth? I don't know. Medical edition.
Sauce that crunch.
Sauce that crunch.
Sauce that crunch medical edition.
How do you get rid of a cold?
No, no. I have one for you.
Okay.
Bronchitis, headache, sauce that crunch.
Bronchitis headache. That's very specific.
Bronchitis and a headache.
I don't know if I've ever had bronchitis.
Okay. a cold.
I'm sorry I ruined your...
God!
Do you want to do a bronchitis headache?
No, I don't want to do bronchitis headache. Go! Cold.
A cold?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of symptoms we got? Don't worry about it. I got you.
What? Sinus...
You ready?
Inflamed sinuses. Yeah,
oh, all the
it.
Inflamed
Cough.
Sinuses. Okay.
Sore throat.
What we're going to do is we're going to have to rotate the Tylenol and the Advil for inflammation. But if it's really bad, you're going to have to get on that Sudafed... Add that into the mix.
Whoa.
And then what you should get is the Vicks nasal spray.
Uh-huh.
You like, put that stuff up there.
Uh-huh.
You feel like a new person.
Damn.
It is so good. It's great.
Damn.
And then also, if you got it, stick your head in some steam.
Yeah, always. You're better at that version of Sauce That Crunch than food.
It's because I'm sick all the time. Also, yeah. For bonus fun.
Okay.
If you gargle some apple cider vinegar.
That's my specialty.
Apple cider vinegar.
I don't gargle it. I just shoot it.
No, you gargle it, yeah. And then the stuff that comes up.
Ugh. Do you do
tremendous.
Neti pot? Neti pot? Neti pot.
Neti pot. Here's the thing. You got to get the neti pot in the very beginning and neti pot all the way through.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you neti pot 2 days in, I'm missing
the
my
key
favorite
point?
Thing.
Okay.
Zicam chewables.
Yeah, that's good.
Because mostly they're delicious. And I'm not a doctor, so I take double the dose you're supposed to because it's holistic.
I like the nose swab, Zicam nose swabs. I used to do those every day when I was in Waitrose because I was like, I'm not going to get sick. So I'd have B12, B complex, vitamin C, apple cider vinegar, tea, lemon honey, and also Zicam tablets. And Zicam up the nose.
I do like the tablets.
3 Advil, vitamin water. Zero.
I do have a theory, though. I do wonder because when you take the Zicam, if I'm going on a special trip or something, like I cannot get sick, I'll start taking Zicam like 3 times a day, like the tablets, the dissolvable ones. And
do we become tolerant to it?
And then I get really sick like 2 weeks later.
So like you come off the high and you're like, I'm ill.
My body's good. And then you're like, just kidding.
I just got worried that my body would get like too used to it because I would do it all the time. This is boring. I'm sorry.
I'm having a great time. I'm actually.
This is Kevin's like forte right here.
My mouth is watering thinking about the Zicam chewables. Before we get to our guests, this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Saving money on your car insurance is easy with Progressive. It's an average savings of $699 a year for customers who switch and save. In fact, customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts on their auto policy when they switch to Progressive. Discounts just for starting a quote online or owning multiple vehicles. Get your quote online at progressive.com. And see how much you could be saving. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, let's get to the ladies who weren't sick and to Jenna, who wasn't sick.
Okay, hey, thank you for being professional. Thanks for being the better half in this pair.
You're welcome.
In this duo.
You're welcome.
And I hope you didn't screw this up.
You're welcome.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Now back to Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Hooray. As we've talked about, Kevin is ill And I can't believe you guys have never met Kevin McHale.
I know. I'm so sad.
But Kevin, anyway, sorry.
We miss you.
Cammy Miller and Cologne Jude here at the studio. We're so excited. These ladies are best friends, new baby mamas, CEOs of their company, Show Me Your Moomoo, and I'm just dying to hear about the whole genesis of everything. Do you guys know what a showmance is?
We don't.
No, I don't.
I don't.
Should we?
I would get, yeah.
Cammy was like, should we prep anything for this interview? And I was like, maybe just look at what showmance means. No, I'm kidding. So showmance is when two people have, like, a romance on a show. So, like, two cast members or a crew member in a cast. So it's a show romance. And so Kevin and I, when we were thinking about this, there was a Glee episode called Showmance because all Rachel Berry and Finn fell in love in, like, their musical, like, the Grease musical or whatever. I think that was right. Anyway, so that's a showmance. And so Kevin and I have a technical showmance.
I love it.
That's where it came from. But you guys have a technical showmance.
Did you guys, like, make out on the show and stuff?
No. Well, yeah, a little bit, actually. Yeah. I forget because he's
me and Claude
he's gay
have never
in real life. I'm like, was he gay on the show or gay in real life? I can't. We also would make out when we lived together as well. Like, we would just make out all the time.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, we would call it friend kissing.
Oh, my gosh.
I love a friend kissing, French kissing.
You gotta practice.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And then people thought when we went to Monaco for a TV festival, we thought everybody thought we were dating, and so we like fed into it. We went to London. There's all this paparazzi, and we would like hold hands.
I was
and, like,
just I can see you guys just fueling the fire.
Oh, absolutely, we loved it. Okay, let's talk about you. Enough about me and Kevin. It's weird to do the interview without Kevin here, I have to say. It's Steve said, I've got this. My producer, he's like, you got this. But usually our little Kevin is here. He was really sad he couldn't come and meet you guys. He said he's so sorry. He need to get his immune system up. I need to figure out how to get his immune system.
Well,
up.
Like you said, we have babies. So
I was
Kevin,
like, don't
if you're
come.
Sick, it's best you stay
we
home.
Have babies.
But now you have to, like, go to dinner with us or something.
I know. Mm-hmm. Wait, how old? Okay, so how old is Magnolia just turned?
Magnolia just turned one.
Your baby.
We made
and
it one year.
How old is Ribby?
She's almost 10 months.
Oh, my God. They're just the cutest little moo babies in the whole world.
So cute.
Let's talk about Show Me Your Moo Moo. And let's talk about your friendship. When did y'all become friends?
So Cologne and I both went to Berkeley, and I had transferred there. Well, actually, back up a little bit. We involve Amanda. So all
okay,
of us sitting here have
true.
A mutual friend named Amanda. I was living in L.A. at the time, and Amanda had gone out to a club. I mean, I'm thinking like Concord or Les Deux.
It was not even as cool as Les Deux. It was like dark dungeon club. Like, I don't know why we were there.
Ew.
I mean, I think it was cool at the time. It had to have been.
Or we thought it was
cool.
Do you know what I mean?
She came home from the club.
We were like 19.
The club.
The next day, she's like, because I was going to Berkeley in the fall, and she's like, oh my God, Cammy, I met the coolest girl at the club last night named Cologne. And she goes to Berkeley, and I told her you don't have any friends, and so she said she'll be your friend. And this is her phone number.
I have her number to this day from the club, Amanda.
And Cammy.
No.
I got their numbers in the club. And, like, can you imagine someone being like, I have a friend for you. And I, like,
I was like, great, give me your number.
I was like, cool, give me your number. I'm never going to call them. Like, that's so weird.
So I'm like, thank you, Amanda. I love that. But I'm like, this girl totally does not want to be my friend, probably, so I'm not going to annoy her. And I go to Berkeley, and then, like, the first week I'm there, we are at the Zate. Is that what it was called?
Zate
Frat House.
Oh.
Playing beer pong. And someone said something, Cologne. So obviously there's only one cologne in the whole world.
Yeah.
And so then we're in person. So now I'm like, okay, this isn't that weird because I didn't like annoyingly text her. And I'm like, cologne, you met my friend Amanda at the club in L.A.
And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. I was like, kind of didn't for a second. And then I was like, oh my God, yes. I did. I'm like, I have your number. And I had
it. Nice to meet you now.
Nice to meet you. And so then we became friends. So thank you to Amanda, the LA nightlife. Like, all of that brought us together.
Who now works for us.
Yes.
The beer and, like, pong table at Zate at Berkeley.
And y'all are still friends. That's
I know.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
So crazy.
So you guys, like, were fast friends. Did it, like, was
no.
it some warming up?
Cologne was, like, super popular. I had, like, no friends.
No.
Like I was saying, I was kind of, like, doing my own thing. Like,
no. I've been at Berkeley for for 2 years already. And trust me, when I met Cammy, like the first to second, I was like, oh my God, who is that girl? Thank God. Because yeah. there's like not a lot of cool people. I did not have a lot of friends. I had like one friend. I was
she just
so
made
pumped.
It seem like, truth be told, yeah. people, I think we're a little jealous of Cologne at Berkeley. And because she's really like herself
she's
and
cool.
unique
yeah.
and fun and out there, because they actually like, tried to not let her get in any sororities. She I, got yeah, like blackballed from the sororities twice.
What did you do?
She just kept going for it.
No, but you were just so cool. People were like, she's too cool for this.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
I don't know. I
think that
was making mean faces, but in my head, I was being so nice and I was trying so hard. So I don't know where the disconnect was.
I didn't even know what a sorority was, and I went to a tiny school that didn't have sororities, and so I learned about sororities from Legally Blonde.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it.
They're kind of like that.
Delta New. Okay, so
we
kind of cool
she,
friends.
She had gone
like
to Barcelona
cool.
to study abroad, and then when she See? Came back, like senior year, yeah, she was yeah. doing cool things. When she came back senior year, then we became like best friends. We had this whole group of girls. We had mm-hmm. such a fun last year of college. It was like it was amazing.
Did you make it into sororities or no?
Cologne finally did. They finally let her.
I wasn't that cool. I tried three and times.
And then she like begged me, oh, you want to be in it? And I'm like, I don't. I'm no, like, yeah. I'm a little old. I yeah, think I missed, yeah. you know, because I transferred there. Yeah, so, yeah, and we yeah. just kind of made up our own friend group that was like better than a sorority because it was
yeah,
just like
was
five or
mix.
Six of us.
Okay.
And so after graduation, we all moved to New York, these five girls. And, that's when Cologne and I, we moved in together in New York. So then we really became best friends. Like, right. I would say at college, we were very good friends. But then New York, you know, when you're living with someone in, like, 10 square feet, you really become, like, close to them. So you
or
either
you
fall
you
in love
or
you want to kill each other.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And so we, like, just fell in friend love and became, New York is really when we became more, like, sisters okay. than friends. So that's where we got real deep.
Okay.
And that's where we started Moo Moo. We had, our friend invited us to Miami for the weekend. We went, and the whole time we were so hot. It's Miami in the summer, like hot. The whole time we're going, oh my God, like I wish we had a muumuu, but it would be like a cute, sexy muumuu. So like right. it wouldn't touch you, but you would look cute. You know, that was like what we're like our grand idea. But we kept saying it. And then our friend is like, you know what? You guys work in fashion. You can't find what you want. There's probably other people who want what you want. You should just go home and make it. And we did. And this was like Craigslist was popping. We like found everything on Craigslist.
Stop.
Yeah. It was popping.
The pattern maker, the factory, like all of it. It was all Craigslist or like word of mouth. And so we had full-time jobs. Yeah. So we turned our kitchen into the shipping department. So we had the freezer, the oven, everything.
You're
was just
literally Sarah
filled
Jessica
with
Parker
shipping supplies.
And Carrie Bradshaw, like
truly.
Where she puts her shoes yeah. in the oven.
Yes, exactly. Because mm-hmm. there's
wild.
No, you know, there's yeah. no room in New York. I mean, yeah, you got to yeah, make
we were
use
just
of
a
every
little
inch.
Less glamorous than Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh,
it was disgusting. More would be the
shipping
word.
Labels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so that's how it all started. And then when we decided to quit our jobs and do it full time, we moved the whole operation, which was a very small operation at this time,
is it just
to
two of you?
LA.
Just
yeah. Oh, yeah. It was just
for
the two of us for a long time with interns that we just set, like
oh
let sleep on our couch, and we would like beg them like not to go back to Georgia or Louisiana or wherever they came from, and we would like feed them and just let them live on our couches.
Yeah, we used to work in out of
so
Emmy's
you were your
apartment.
Own sorority, your moose sorority.
I always say we just made up our own sorority for adults because I mean Jenna knows you come to all the Moo Moo events. It yes. is like a sorority.
It really
it's
is.
There's like
there's
such
the
a bond and sisterhood within the company, and we always are like seniors, juniors, freshmen, because like you know yeah. it's funny. But it's a nice sorority where that's what we like say about Moo Moo. Like, you can sit with us. You're all invited. Like,
yeah.
A lot of clothing brands try to make their stuff look really cool and exclusive and
sure.
too cool. Our goal is to make ours seem accessible, fun, nice, and friendly. And mm-hmm. I think that's – we do have a unique point of view in that because you don't get that a lot with people trying to sell clothes.
Right.
You
it's
know?
Like we want to be exclusive. We want to be the premium. We
yeah.
want like people to feel like they're not a part of the club and want
right.
to be a part of the
this
club.
This is a sorority that you just sign up for. There's no
in
tryout.
Honor of Cologne.
Yes. Exactly.
Everybody gets in.
That makes me feel better because I would never have gotten into a sorority unless it was one that you literally sign up on a board. That was called Glee Club.
You're in ours. You're in the Moo Moo sorority.
I'm so honored. I'm wearing my Moo overalls right now.
You look adorable.
I live in them. Before we continue with Cami and Cologne, let's give a shout out to Highline Wellness, the CBD company on a mission to create a more pleasant world, one dose at a time. Highline provides natural, affordable, and effective CBD supplements to help bring you peace of mind. Between traveling and just living in Los Angeles, our lives are crazy. Highline CBD chews help keep us calm and serene. Right now, get 15% off your order using promo code SHOWMANCE15 at HighlineWellness.com. That's code SHOWMANCE15 at HIGHLINE wellness.com. The CBD chews are really tasty, and we can take them when we fly, and they contain 10 milligrams of all-natural CBD. Highline has hundreds of five-star reviews. They use broad-spectrum CBD, zero THC, and they're third-party tested. They're 100% legal to consume and travel with domestically. They ship directly to your doorstep, and they have free and fast two-day shipping available, along with drops, pain cream, and dog treats. I especially love the pain cream. Elevate above your stress. Get 15% off your order using promo code SHOWMANCE15 at HighlineWellness.com. That's code SHOWMANCE15 at HIGHLINE wellness.com. When you started the company, was there a moment that you were like, are we really doing this? Are we going to hate each other after this? You already were spending so much time together. Like, did you worry about that at all?
I don't know if I worried about it, really. I feel like we, like, work so well together, and we'd already lived together in very close quarters. So that test was passed. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when we moved to L.A., Cami got an apartment with her boyfriend, and I, like, lived on their couch. We worked out of the apartment.
Damn.
Yeah, I was also living on the couch with the with the girls. And, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there has never been a time where we were, like, I don't think this is going to work. Mm-hmm. It's always been very, like we, you know, we have our differences, but for some reason, it still works really well together.
Yeah,
and,
I
like,
mean,
you know, we don't, like, agree. Everyone's always like, do you just agree on everything?
No,
like,
we disagree all day long. We disagree all on everything. Day long. All day long. And then you get people in the middle, like, scared, looking back and forth, like,
how big is your company now? Just so people get, like, an idea.
We have a little over 100 employees
Damn.
Now. Yeah, so it's a growing sorority.
Jeez.
We are majority women, but...
But we're inclusive to the men.
We are inclusive. The sorority has no rules, I'm telling you. So, we have some awesome men on our team as well. We're obviously majority women, but, yeah, we have great men, too. Mm-hmm. And I think to the friend thing, when you are working with your friend, and I tell people this all the time, a lot of people say it doesn't work, don't work with your friends, but that's because they didn't get over, either it wasn't meant to be, or you didn't get over the first hump. You know, that first year of us working together was about reestablishing boundaries and things like that to be able to learn how to still be each other's best friends while working together.
Yeah.
So I think the beginning is the hardest, and a lot of people quit at the beginning working with their friends because it is the challenging
time.
Risk. And you have to separate.
You do risk like losing your friend.
And now
and that happens,
like,
a lot.
Now it's second nature though. And, like, to work together is so easy. Mm-hmm. However, if you are going into business with a friend, the beginning will be the hardest. Mm-hmm. So if it's, like, kind of hard and annoying, but you can get through it.
Because
that's
really
the worst part. And then, like, you just learn how to exist in all your different social settings and environments together. Yeah. And it's, like, easy.
Okay, so for people who don't know you as well as I do, what is your dynamic? What makes you so different, and what makes you work so well together, and what are your similarities as well?
I think because we know, like, because, I mean, we have a clothing line, so a lot of our differences are in, like, design aesthetic, but at the end of the day, we already know that about each other. Like, we have a little bit of different vibes.
Like, styles.
Style vibes. And, like, you know, Cami loves, like, rainbow print. I love, like, pastels. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's a little bit different, but neither are wrong. It's just different. So, you know, we'll push to do our, because we want, you know, things to work. But at the end of the day, what we both know about each other and that we've come to know so well is, like, our intentions are for the best of the company, and they're not, like, you know, selfish intentions for ourselves. So, like, that makes it a little easier to kind of fight about things and kind of argue because at the end of the day, our intentions are, you know.
Do you argue every day?
We disagree most days. Yeah.
I wouldn't call it an argument.
Yeah, no, we don't get in, like, fights and we're all, like, slamming doors.
I think this.
Okay,
well, fair. No, I think this. And then we just sort of feel out who cares more and we let that person have it.
Yeah.
You know?
This is good.
Like, if it's, like, anything to do with involving anything with a rainbow, Cologne knows I get the final say on any rainbow piece we ever make because, like, I have to wear rainbows.
And she doesn't have to. I'm not a rainbow expert. That's Cammy's role.
And, like, flowers are, like, Cologne's wheelhouse. So if it's, like, a floral dress and we're finalizing the fit or something, Cologne's going to get to have the final say.
It's kind of lucky because we know the difference.
Sometimes we agree. Sometimes we agree. But I think it's good that we do.
When we agree, it's like, heck yeah, that's 100% here.
It's a winner. It's good, though, because I think that's how our line appeals to so many different people because it's not coming
one
from
vision.
One viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, like, even physically, like, I have short legs and a long torso. Cologne has a short torso and long legs. So, like, what
there's
looks good on me
everybody.
Is it, right? So, like, we
very
cover
different.
More people because
right.
we have that back and forth between each other, which I think is a positive. Like,
for the product, it's been actually
it's
great.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of clothing lines, it is more one vision, like one creative director, one person, and it kind of does kind of go one way, and you leave out a huge group of people. So, I think it does help to have both.
Yeah. You have a running theme, and within that theme, there's all these different varieties of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I know Jenna's romper girl.
So I am
that's Cologne's Cologne's romper girl.
Mini dress romper girl. And overalls, Cammy.
And overalls, Cammy.
So you're a blend. You're
I'm
a little
like,
blend.
We should have like a personality style test on Moo Moo.
That's fun.
Cologne and Cammy.
That
which one are you?
That is a great idea.
I'm like 50 Cam, 50 Cologne.
Yeah, you get your percentage.
You're a blend.
I'm a nice red blend.
We should. That would be fun.
That would be fun. Wait. Okay. So timing wise, how long has the company been around? And how long ago was it that you guys had met now?
So the company, we're about to have our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, my God. It's like the Glee 10-year anniversary.
Oh, yay. Yeah. So I saw that
Congrats.
On Instagram. Congratulations to you guys.
Damn.
So we'll be doing like parties and all sorts of fun things. We're going to use 2020 as like the 10-year anniversary year where we do like all sorts of fun things for our customers and online and things like that. And so if we started 10 years ago, that means we met. I don't do math. Cologne does math. How long ago, Cologne?
Did we meet?
We're different. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we met in 2006.
Damn.
Right?
See, I have no concept of time.
So like, I don't
you
know
beat
what
me
is
and Kevin.
It now.
So Kevin and
when
I met
did you guys meet?
2008.
Okay.
Shortly. I mean, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Still a long time
So you guys
ago.
Met 12 years ago. What?
No.
13 years ago. 2019
Cologne,
minus 2006. 13 years.
There we go.
Boop, boop.
That's a long time.
Yay!
That's crazy.
That is a really long time.
It's great, though.
I know. And we moved to LA like 9 years ago. So next year will be 10 years ago to do Moo Moo full time, which is so crazy.
And now you're both Moo Mamas. You've got a new baby. You have maternity. Mooternity.
Yeah. Mooternity.
And now you have a baby line
Moo
as
Moo
well.
Moo Mini.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's just growing. When did you – you all like had your babies, what, a couple months apart?
Yeah, mm-hmm. about 3 months,
insane.
Which is so fun.
Insane. Did you
and
plan
that? And we both
that?
Had girls.
Is this a pregnancy?
Like,
did you make a pregnancy pact?
No, God planned it for us. He was like, I'm going to space you one maternity leave apart. So
oh,
the office doesn't lose their minds. And I mean, that's really how it happened because I had been trying to get pregnant for a while.
Yeah.
And then Cologne was like, well, you know, I better start because it took you so long.
Yeah.
And then she was like, zoom, zoom, pregnant.
You're like God damn it, Cologne.
Yeah. So
it
was closer together than we had wanted, but it was like exactly one maternity leave apart. So in a weird way, it did. It worked
you, like,
out
traded
like,
it off.
Perfectly. And then we both got girls, which if you saw the photo
so
shoot, it's
together.
So fun. We did make stuff for little boys, too. We didn't leave little boys out, but it is more girl clothes. So it helps that we have two girls. But yeah, that's been like so fun to do together. And the brand always follows our life. Like, we launched Bridesmaids when we were getting married, Mooternity when we were pregnant, and now we have
so
the
kind
kids.
Of a reflection on your lives and what you need as well.
Yeah.
Because now your
we're
babies
not,
are only going to wear Moo Moo.
It's like, I don't know how people would do it to get into a category before they're there personally. Like, It's like, who are we to say what you need when you're pregnant?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it helps because you don't have to do, like, market research because you are the market.
Yeah.
Like, you know like, what's missing
what
for pregnant people when you're pregnant because you are, like, banging your head against the wall because you can't find it. So then we make it.
What did you, what were you missing when you were pregnant?
For me, I was pregnant in this all summer long and jean shorts, I was going to die. I was like, if somebody doesn't make cool jean shorts for pregnant people, like, what is wrong with this world? There was zero. I'm like, what does everybody else do?
That's
literally
true.
Still
they just don't wear jean shorts.
They don't, but I mean, come on.
And our jean shorts
just because you're
really
pregnant
well for pregnant people.
If you're pregnant, so you're clearly not like a loser. You can still wear jean shorts.
Hell yeah. I love jean shorts.
Yo, you definitely be into them.
I will definitely be into those.
So that was one thing.
Probably after a big burrito, I'll be like, I'll get those.
I wore them for a long time after I gave birth.
Like, they're just so cozy.
They were, it took me a while to get those up.
Yes, it's like the cool girls yoga pants.
That's the thing. They say, oh, you spent all this money on clothes. And I'm like, yeah, but you wear it for a long time after you're pregnant, which is sort of our concept too. Aside from the pants that are like more maternity specific, all of the dresses and tops, they're made to wear before you're pregnant, while you're pregnant, and after you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also like a hole in the market. A lot of things are like strictly maternity, meaning they're going to be too big and too unflattering. And you know what I mean? And then like it's also pretty limiting when you go straight maternity. They don't give you like rainbow dresses. Like I want to look like a big pregnant rainbow, you know? So as the rainbow dress.
Cammy, you are one of a kind. You are truly one of a kind.
You can wear it before, during, after. And like I'm still wearing a lot of the stuff. So that's the fun part too with Mumu. We try to make the clothes work for that phase of your life anyways.
Right. Before we continue with Cammy and Cologne, let's give a shout out to Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear. Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear is just what you need to stay cool all day long. They make you feel cool even through life's most uncomfortable moments. Like when someone tries to shake your hand, when you go for a fist bump, or when you wave back at someone who wasn't waving at you, or when you tell someone goodbye and end up walking the same direction. Done that so many times. So go to fruit.com and use promo code SHOWMANCE to unlock an additional 10% off your order. I love these underwear. I love the material. They are so breathable, especially in this hot, hot summer we are experiencing. So go get yours now. Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear is designed with total comfort in mind and made with breathable, lightweight fabric. The tiny holes provide airflow, keeping you cool. Go to fruit.com and use promo code SHOWMANCE to unlock an additional 10% off. That's FRUIT.com and promo code SHOWMANCE for 10% off to get your Fruit of the Looms breathable underwear today. So feel cool even when you shouldn't. I love that Mumu is so, like, women empowerment kind of positive. And I think I love that you've been, Cammy, that you've been kind of on Instagram as well, like, talking about, like, your new body after having a kid.
Yes.
And, like, and it's just so body positive and people don't talk about it enough.
Yay.
And I think it's really great for the company and great for your social media and just for women who follow you to see
that. It's crazy to see sort of the reaction and all the messages I get from people when I post that stuff, which is why I kept doing it, because I realized I'm a micro as they can get influencer. You know, I'm no Jenna Ashquith. But to some people, I matter, right? To this small group of people. And when I post that stuff, it just makes them feel good, which in turn makes me feel good that I'm making someone else feel good, because I just don't think there's enough people that are in any sort of public eye, even if it's me, only 50,000 followers, that will show their cellulite and things like that.
Right.
And so I do think it's a little bit – it is important for me to do, and I like doing it because I'm not embarrassed of how I look. I think, honestly, I think I look great.
You do.
But
you do look great.
If I was holding myself to the standard of what a lot of people think they're supposed to look like a year after they gave birth to a baby, I would think I look terrible. I mean, I'm still like 25 pounds from where I used to be. But again, I think I look great. So like, I'm good.
That's
I try to eat healthy. I try to work out a little bit. I'm also just trying to like live my life and like, spend time with my baby.
Run a company.
Yeah.
Have a baby. Like, so, keep your marriage going.
Totally.
Did y'all get married around this? No, you got married way before Cologne and Cammy. Cologne and
Cologne got married first.
No,
you
we got
did?
Married like 6 months apart.
Yeah.
Or maybe like seven.
Is this really weird to you
it was
that like
super
the timing
close.
Again is like.
I know.
It's just so funny. That's just like a fate, weird, perfect thing.
It is weird.
I mean, really weird. Do you and Kevin have these like weird synchronicities with y'all's friendship, like in life phases?
So, Yeah, in some ways. I mean, like, we're not going to get pregnant at the same time.
you never know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Kevin's surrogacy, all sorts of stuff.
We had the hosts of Mama Said, Jamie Lynn Sigler and Jenna Paris, yes. And they've been doing this really great podcast, also produced by Lady Gang. And Kevin was like, well, I learned how to be a mom.
Totally
funny. We do, though, just because also we went through 10 years of our career together.
Yeah.
And so, like, the synchronicity of, like, the ups and downs have been kind of really, really similar. And sometimes not. And, like, we'll both be up for jobs at the same time and both not get them, like, within days.
Yeah.
And so that's really helpful. But otherwise, like, otherwise, no. We're pretty different. Like, yeah. our kind of timelines are really different, but it doesn't matter. He's like, we just complement each other no matter what. Like, if he's down, I'm up. And if I'm, like, and we just rise to the occasion for each other.
Great.
And so that's what we've learned how to do, and it works really well. I mean, I can speak for myself. I'm looking at an empty chair right now.
Kevin, we miss you.
I gotta get that boy's immune system
so,
up.
Since he's not here...
Let's do it.
I saw this on Real Housewives last night.
What?
But it's like a fun thing. It's not a mean thing. But okay. You have to say your most favorite thing about Kevin and then your least favorite thing about Kevin.
You know what? Yes. He's not even going to listen to this podcast, so it's fine. Okay, my favorite thing about Kevin is how practical, grounded, logical he can be. In like the craziest of times, like when we were working on the show, it was like a really hard day or really hard week or month or whatever it is. He would always still like just have 2 feet on the ground and just like kind of ground everybody around him.
That's
everybody
great.
Is just he's like the kindest and the most grounded person I've ever met. And my least favorite thing is how long it takes for him to answer a f***ing email. Yes, Kevin, I'm talking about you. And now I've learned
how
to be
long?
Like, and Kevin, what about you? Because then he'll answer when
oh,
I
like he needs
make
a prompt.
Direct prompt at the end of the email. What do you think, Kev? And then I start the clock.
Oh, my God.
What would you say is his average response time?
Steve?
I send Jenna and Kevin emails. Jenna responds when she's able, and it's a matter of seconds to minutes after that Kevin responds. So thanks for being the impetus, Jenna.
You got it.
You just wait.
Jenna is on it.
I'm really type A, anal, OCD, and Kevin is not. That's the difference
a great
between the two of us. It is, because he slows me down, and like I speed him up.
Yeah. That works. Good.
Yeah. Are you guys like that? Like, what's the dynamic like
it's
that
It's weird.
For you guys?
We're similar.
Cologne does the math.
On a lot of things. Cologne does the math.
Well, now you have like accounting. Math, you have like an accounting team.
Not anymore.
To do
we don't
that.
Have to. Oh, thank
yeah.
God.
Oh, God. It's hard. Like, I actually think we're more alike than we're different, which doesn't always work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes,
we're
like,
both
at
not
work,
type A.
We both like
we
do
wish.
The same stuff, and we're a mess. You know, everything's
yeah.
lost. We're always late. Like,
yeah.
that type of thing.
We wish.
The
we
main
were, like, so
differences
organized.
Are probably like, Cologne likes to do like hair and makeup and stuff, and like I always look like crazy. And I mean, I am like, yeah, that's the main difference.
I'm a
like
beautician.
Cologne's a beautician, and I'm not. I would say too, like I'm more like outgoing yep. and yes. nice and like loud. But then once you get yes. to know Cologne, she is
totally.
Also that way. But she's more like shy up
Cammy
front.
Cammy meets everyone, which
so
helps
that's
me.
Probably
then
another
I
difference.
Then I'm like, yeah, cool. I like you too. So it's nice because yeah. I would probably have not met them on my own.
That's
but
like,
that's like in New York, like
yeah.
Cammy will bring home like who knows who back to the apartment, like
oh, right.
not to like hook up with them, like
just
as like friends.
Best friends,
like,
oh
best everyone,
friends. And they're like going to stay with us for
and
a
I
week,
love that.
And you know that's like
I always like support
but
that
it's 100%. Funny because we have like a lot of like interns come through and obviously a lot of employees, and
yeah.
I think in the beginning they're always like way more scared of Cologne, but then I think by the end they realize dang,
Cammy's
we were wrong. Cologne's a nice one.
Cammy's
crazy.
The one yelling at everybody.
So that's definitely. A difference because yeah. you know don't judge a book by its cover, and it's like
it's true.
Yeah,
I tell
yeah.
Kevin, I'm always like Kevin
this
just loves to
thing.
Start a conversation with anybody, and I'm like no new friends,
which is good to have both.
No, it's really good because it forces me to like be
yeah.
nice to people.
Well, I'm happy we got in to be your friend. Because, I mean,
oh,
I met
oh,
you
no,
later
definitely.
In life, so I'm happy
yeah.
I got in to be your friend.
But now we've yeah. met, I mean, 2013 was when we met.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's 6 years.
So now we're that was good math.
Thank you.
So are we considered old friends when you know me for 6 years?
I think anything plus five is old.
Yes. I kind of agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I was like crazy, it would have come out yet. Even though I just called myself crazy, which does make me sound crazy, but you know what I mean? It's a good kind of crazy. I'm an intense, passionate person. And especially with like life and work, all of that, I can just, you know, I get really affected by things. I'm very emotional.
Okay.
Pisces.
But if you look at Mumu, it's like the most colorful. It's like rainbows and butterflies and unicorns like all day. Your company like breathes like, you know, women like and pink, like neon pink.
Yeah,
that's what I think of. Like showing your
that's good. That's good. What we
that's
want.
What we want.
We want positivity in the world, right?
Yeah.
Like, and we want our clothes to make people happy. We want you to wear them when you're doing something that makes you happy. When you're doing the fun stuff in your life, like we want our clothes to be there with you.
I'm stuck. Yeah. By the way,
I'm stuck. Oh,
so hold on.
Yeah, and like we always think that all the other fashion, well, not all. It's not all, but Mumu does not take itself seriously, and like a lot of fashion companies are just so serious. So it's fun to be able to like have a company that's just a little more.
I'm listening.
A little more laid back.
What is going on? At the moment.
Jenna's stuck in her overalls.
Getting, like,
this
super
is a PSA because overalls are trending, and you really shouldn't wear a sweatshirt under them if you're going to be in a hot place because you can't.
God.
You have to take off your clothes to get it on.
And then it looked like I was like massive, so I was like, "Oh, I'll put the sweatshirt underneath. I need a
zip
jacket.
Up.
Yeah, I need a jacket.
You need the open.
It's okay. Anyway, moving on. Moving on.
Before we continue, let's give a shout out to the American Heart Association. They're on a mission to help you live longer and healthier by fighting stroke and heart disease. They want all of us, specifically millennial women, to keep our hearts pumping by getting our 2.5 hours of walking in each week. That's less time than you spend in your car each week. So easy. We're all busy, but we can do it. So if you're sitting down right now, stand up or do some squats. Or you could even go for a run while you listen to our show. Getting your heart rate up for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week could literally change your life. Learn how to live a better life today at heart.org. That's HEART.org. This message brought to you by the American Heart Association.
This far into your friendship and your work relationship now, are you still learning new things about each other? Like, what?
I think having babies, obviously, we've learned so much new stuff about ourselves and about each other. Like, but Cologne, I think, and me, we're pretty consistent. So, like, in terms of, like, surprises here and there, like,
not a ton.
Like, I feel like we get each other and we know each other well. Great. And then having babies has started this new chapter, which is really fun because then you do see a new side
of
your best friend and of yourself. Crazy. And doing it at the same time has been,
does that help being, like, mamas at the same time?
Oh,
the same time?
Oh, because, gosh, like, who wants to talk about strollers that doesn't care about strollers? You know, like, when we were both pregnant and you're looking into all these things, there's so many options and everything's so accessible nowadays.
Yeah.
Your mind's going crazy on all these things. And if someone's not going through that, I mean, we've all been there. Yeah. It's, like, not that fun to talk about at all. So we could just, when we were pregnant, go to dinner and talk about pregnant people stuff. It was so
really nice.
Fun.
Yeah, right. If you're not pregnant, that's the last thing you want to talk about, especially if you're single.
Yeah.
Like,
so, yeah,
that's away
true.
From me.
That's true.
So it was nice. And,
like,
in Venice,
like, tell me everything.
There's not a lot of people with babies.
Oh, we will. I mean, if you ask, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, we love talking
but
about
it. But I don't
it.
Like pushing that stuff on people that aren't there yet.
No, that's
because,
fair.
Like, you can't lose your sense of identity and self all because you did have a kid, right? Like, your kid still needs to see.
I mean, that's the crux. That's it.
You being an individual, awesome person and doing things in life and loving them to death, but having a life outside of them, I think is so good for children to see.
Right.
But if you ever want to go to dinner with us and talk about all baby stuff, we'd love to. I love talking about it.
I need to know everything. What was I going to ask you? Do you feel like, I don't know. I lost my train of thought. I was like, yes, this is a really good question.
That's called mom brain. Could you be pregnant?
No, definitely not. Maybe Kevin could. Maybe Kevin's pregnant. That's
maybe
why he's throwing
is,
up.
He is throwing up.
Morning sickness. Kevin's
busted.
Pregnant. Congratulations.
I knew this was suspicious that he wasn't here.
Well, I mean, thanks for coming in. You guys are amazing.
Thank you for having us.
If I remember this other question, I'm going to press re-record again because I can't f***ing remember what I was going to say. God.
Any
damn
closing
it.
Words, Cologne?
I'm not a bitch.
Do you think maybe the sororities
Let
are
in
like,
your sorority.
The sororities
Next
are like,
time,
she looks
you
like
should
a bitch.
Think twice.
She shouldn't.
Yes, because she has RBF.
Don't judge a book.
And so does my daughter has RBF.
She does.
Yeah.
She kind of does.
No, she
does? Smiles a lot. So
she's
no.
just so pretty.
She's so pretty, but like she has that always judging type of look. That's just how her face sits, though. Do you know? And she's an intense thinker.
I remembered. I remembered.
That was it?
No. What has it been like as new working moms? That I want to know.
Yes.
And like,
I'll go and then Cologne will go because we could talk about this for hours.
I know.
So I'm
it's
sure
our
we'll
favorite question.
Is
I mean,
it your favorite question?
Y'all, it is so crazy. It is so crazy.
How long was your maternity leave?
Never. It was negative one day. Like, I mean, we own our company, so we don't really, we never kind of stop, right? And then first time I went back to the office, she was 6 weeks old. I was like bawling, crying. I mean, I was so upset.
That's faster than anybody I've ever heard.
It was so sad. And then by the next week, I was like, I wasn't back full time, right? But like, I would go to the office and do what I absolutely had to do maybe once or twice a week until... I can't remember a thing, but we started working
it was probably too soon.
Way too early, but you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. Like,
well, everybody's looking for you for answers. Yeah. Everybody's looking for you to execute something.
I didn't want to come back from maternity leave and be so overwhelmed by everything I've missed. My personality type, I want to stay in the loop. Even when I'm vacation, like, of course I take a vacation, but I'm in touch every single day because who wants to get back from vacation and
find
be,
out
like,
your company's
slammed?
On fire? Yeah.
Some people have that personality. I'm not that way. Like, keep me in the loop, you know?
Okay.
But going back to work and being a new mom is just crazy. I mean, the pumping, the breastfeeding, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm just really trying to, like, drive home to people is that, like, whatever you do, you're doing good. You're doing a good job. You really, like, you're trying
you're
your hardest
amazing,
every
sweetie.
Single day. You're doing amazing, sweetie. That is the truth. And, like, you can't do it all.
Yeah.
And if you are trying to work and be a new mom every day, you know, there's some things you have to give and take. You have to give and take, and you need to be easy on yourself because, like, you're trying hard.
And, like, you can't be, like, successful at work and then 100% successful at home.
I said That's this yesterday. Michelle Obama said, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at once. Ugh. And that is, like, so true. So instead of fighting that, accept it.
It's true.
Do what you can. And then know that, like, it comes in seasons. There'll be times when you're doing a better job at this and times when you're doing a better job at that. But, you know, build your village around you. Have the support system. Like, we have such an amazing group of friends and family and everyone that I could never have – I couldn't do what I do every single day
without
them. And if you don't have that in your family, you know – build your village with your friends.
With your sorority.
Find your sorority, baby.
Find your sorority.
Yeah.
Your sign-up list sorority.
Yeah. We should start, like, a Moomoo sorority website where you, like, say where you live, and then you find, like, your like-minded Moomoo individual, and
totally
then we could build your Moomoo village.
This is a totally different company. This is, like, a new company that y'all are starting.
Okay, Cologne,
tell me about your favorite question.
Oh, my gosh. No, you guys, like, answered it for me, but, no, it's crazy being a working mom, but... like you guys said, I mean, you're just trying your best to be good at work, good at being a mom, good at being a wife, good at being a friend, good at being like a daughter. Like, there's so many things that you're trying to do all at once, and it is pretty darn impossible. But I mean, you just gotta, like, I mean, but then again, like, it still is happening every day and you make it work. So you just have to really just try to, like, enjoy it, not stress out too much, be there present for your baby when you can be, but then be there present for your work when you can be, and just try to do the best you can. But, like, and I mean, honestly, we're so lucky because we love what we do so much, and we love Moomoo, and we love going to the office even though it's such hard work, and we work crazy hard. We love it, and then we love being moms. We love it all. So we do get to do it all.
Right.
It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I remembered my Cologne's favorite question.
Love it.
I can't wait to go to dinner and talk about all things pregnancy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're here for you. You and Kevin.
Well,
Kevin, now that we know you're pregnant,
Kevin,
come armed with all your questions to our dinner.
Page 6 tomorrow is going to be like, Kevin McHale, pregnant.
Pregnancy rumors are swirling.
They're swirling. Morning sickness. Missing work because he's...
Saw him throw up in tender greens.
Ha 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 ha. Kevin, you better be listening. He's not going to listen to this episode. Steve, do you think Kevin's going to listen to this episode?
Well, now he is, I think.
Yes,
to all of his fans, go tag him right now on his Instagram and be like, you better have listened to this episode.
Tell us all about where you can find Moo Moo, what's the newest with Moo Moo, where we can find you guys.
Yeah, we, so showmeyourmoomoo.com. Show me your MUMU.com. That is also our Instagram. And then I am Cammy Moo Moo on Instagram, CAMMY. And
Cologne Moo Moo, COLOGNE Moo Moo.
Like a cologne. And you guys have a store in California.
If you are in LA, come visit us in Venice. Mm-hmm. We are right off Abbot Kinney on California Avenue. And
y'all are doing a summer tour as well.
Summer bridesmaids tour.
Okay.
Yeah. The bridesmaids business is like booming. And so we've taken the line on the road because the full collection is only on the website. So that's been so fun. We just did Atlanta and then we have like Dallas, San Francisco, San Diego. So all that is on our website. You can book an appointment there.
You're bringing the moo to you.
Yeah. Oh, there's a new slogan.
New company. New company.
You can new company. Can have it. The moo to you. And you can have it. By Jenna.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yay.
We love you.
When we come back, Kevin's favorite wedding advice because he's finally feeling better.
Hey, I'm Heather Morris.
And I'm Ava Bernstein Mitchell, a.k.a. Ava Flav.
And we're the hosts of the new show, The Dance Room, on Podcast One.
We're veteran dancers and choreographers that have worked with the likes of Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and many more.
Oh, and you know, I used to be on this little show called Glee.
Hey.
I don't know if you watched it. Well, each week we're going to go full out on our favorite TV dance shows like So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars,
and World of Dance. So don't miss it. Get new episodes of The Dance Room every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Where you live impacts who you become. Choose wisely with Apartments.com. Whether it's Hollywood, New York, or the great state of Texas, Apartments.com has the most listings for apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from. Live where and how you want with Apartments.com. Go to the site and check out their custom search tools. If you have pets or you want an easy commute to work, they can help you find what you want. With Apartments.com, what you see is what you can rent. Your time is valuable. That's why they comb through their listings to make sure all the information is verified and up to date. They make home hunting a breeze. Visit apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com. Change your apartment, change the world.
Wedding advice!
Jenna and I are recording our podcast.
Wow, my hair looks really yellow. Hi!
Hi!
Okay, we are recording right now.
And we have a favor to ask. We
Can
wanted...
you accept my invite? Am I live?
But you're going to hear my voice in your thing.
Ugh, I turned it off.
Oh.
It's fine. We can just see yours.
We suck.
Never mind.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. We need some wedding questions. If you are going to a wedding, if you're going to be in a wedding, anything to do with a wedding, we would like to give you advice, and then we will put it on the podcast right now. So does anybody have wedding questions?
They keep saying how they love your hair, Kevin.
For 2 million downloads, please have both of your boyfriends on the podcast.
Yes!
I accept that.
We will do that.
Yep. We'll force them.
Hello.
Anybody
wedding questions?
Anybody for wedding questions?
Wedding questions. Anybody.
I'll wait. Don't worry.
Favorite wedding song.
Favorite wedding song.
Okay, so I have a wedding song that I don't think you should use.
Okay.
Thinking Out Loud.
Absolutely. Basically no Ed Sheeran.
Okay. What about Getting Drunk? Get drunk.
Yeah, but don't
get too drunk.
Don't get too drunk.
Don't get messy.
Because it's going to be embarrassing and you only theoretically have one time to do this.
How do I stop being a wreck at a wedding? Don't drink as much.
Eat. You got Nate. You got to eat before.
You're not used to.
You got to line your stomach.
Best wedding dance song. Anything Justin Timberlake.
You know, I just thought of maybe he didn't mean MS like drunk wise. Maybe he meant
just
like emotional.
Well, bring tissues because every time I have to use the bottom of my dress because I always forget tissues.
How do you crash a wedding? Confidence. Come up with some really good names and just do it.
You just got to go for
it. Look like you belong there. Not that we've never done
it. How do I leave someone at the altar? Well, that's not very nice.
No.
They like your song, though.
Oh, thanks.
What do you do about a runaway bride? Chase after her!
No, let her go. Good riddance.
Okay.
Plus ones, what's the rules?
You know... It's your wedding.
Thanks,
if you're
Charlie.
The one
Sorry, somebody. Charlie said I had good hair. He liked my hair.
Plus ones.
Plus
If you're inviting people and you know the couple and you have a big wedding, like go for it. If you're having a small wedding, it's your wedding. Do what you want. That's what I think.
Like, don't show up with an uninvited guest because that's tacky and we hate you.
Best memory you've ever had at a wedding? Crashing a wedding with Kevin McHale.
Yes. Favorite part of a wedding? The reception.
Cocktail hour.
Whose favorite part of a wedding is cocktail
hour? Listen, when there are, there's the food from every different region, I'm like, count me in. That's it. That's all I need.
What about getting invited to one? I mean,
become friends with
people? You gotta have
some. You gotta make friends with people.
Friends.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, ask Jenna gets invited to every wedding, so.
How do you tell somebody you don't want to be their bridesmaid without hurting their feelings? That's actually really good. I think.
Have you ever done this?
No, I haven't, but I think there's a way to have a good combo and be like, listen, you know, I don't have the time or I don't have the money or, you know, you can just like white lie it a little. Because I think that's, you can't just blatantly be like, I don't want to be a bridesmaid.
I think not having the time, like, because being a bridesmaid is a big commitment. There's bachelorette parties and things you have to go to, so.
You just don't have the commitment.
Yeah, give it to somebody else who can be there for all these things.
This is a good one, I just lost it. Is it tacky to bring flats in your bag for later in the evening?
No, it's smart.
Bring them.
That's the best move.
Can you bring multiple dates? No.
I mean, are you in a polyamorous relationship? Do the bride and groom know? Were you allowed a plus two? There are options.
What if I want to wear a white dress with a bit of a pattern? Is that okay?
No.
Still waiting on your wedding. You're going to wait forever.
No, you're going to get married soon.
Somebody said favorite part is the free bar. Charlie Mills said
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you don't have a free bar, warn everyone so we can bring flasks and our own bottles. Costco size bottles.
I'm a bridesmaid in a wedding where there's no maid of honor who is in charge of the bachelorette party and bridal shower, collectively all the bridesmaids.
That's tough.
For real.
That's a lot of people.
No, collectively.
Planning.
Well, what if there's only three?
Okay, I guess you're right.
Would you sing on your wedding? No.
Absolutely not. You know, my friend Amy's wedding, she had a no live singing policy. And
why?
I really respected it.
Okay. Podcast One said hi.
Because then you gotta, like, get a friend or somebody to do it. And I just want everybody to enjoy it.
I agree.
I thought it was nice.
What do you do when you're singing at a wedding and you forget the lyrics? Keep going.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be
just
the
start
first
crying.
Time.
You'd be like, I'm so emotional. I'm
you
happy.
You wouldn't be the first.
Have you ever forgotten the lyrics when you're singing at a wedding?
Absolutely. You just keep going. Nobody's paying attention. Everybody's drunk anyway. Is it a good idea to get married at a church when you're a gay couple? Well, that's up to you.
Well, if you're religious.
Yeah, that's up to you.
And your church is accepting.
Do you?
Yeah.
DJ or band? Depends. Both are great.
Best ending to a wedding is the one night stand. Well, I mean, that's for everyone, but.
I've never had a one night stand. That's
I'm not
a lie.
Judging.
Okay. Oh my God, you did my question.
I've never hooked up with anybody from a wedding.
Me? Neither. That's like such a cliche, right?
What's
your favorite wedding movie, Kevin?
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Okay.
Actually, no, My Best Friend's Wedding.
Okay, that's a good one.
Speaking of My Best Friend's Wedding, you know what movie doesn't hold up well?
Which movie?
Notting Hill.
You're right. It probably doesn't.
My Best Friend's Wedding does, though.
You know what holds up really well? Bachelorette. Have you ever seen that one with Kirsten Dunst and
no.
Rebel Wilson? It's genius.
Really?
Isla Fisher, so good. Open bar or open buffet?
Both.
Both. If Greedy. You had to choose, open bar. But listen, I love both. What do you think about the person getting married performing in some way for their significant other? Listen, if that's what you want to do, go for it. I would not do that for myself personally, but if you think that your significant other would appreciate it.
Also, like, if you suck, don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you know you're good, then do it. But, like, no one wants to sit there while you think it's your moment to sing and then you suck. You're ruining your day.
Flash mob weddings.
Absolutely not. Okay, last 10 seconds.
Okay.
What do you got? Oh, what do you think about public proposals?
No. What do you do when you don't like the food that's at the wedding, but you don't want to hurt the married couple's feelings? Don't tell them.
Yeah, don't tell them.
Just don't eat
it. Who cares? Go dance.
Favorite wedding you've been to? I really liked Harry's wedding.
Harry's wedding was amazing. They were like flamethrowers.
Yeah, it was real fun.
Oh, and the food was so good.
So good. Okay. You guys, thanks for playing. Maybe
thank
we'll
you guys
do this
so much.
More often.
On a side note, my EP's out in a couple hours.
Why are there so many also dogs around. Yeah, plug that EP, Kevin.
Hey guys,
go get that.
We're
music.
Not recording this, but like,
go get his music.
Yeah, yeah, it's out in 4 hours. Yeah, and I can't do anything if the music sucks. It sucks. Yeah, so go search for it in a couple hours.
And before we go, just a reminder, you guys. Today, Tix, we are still on sale for our live show on August 15th at 7 p.m. in New York City at Made by We. So go to todaytix.com, search Showmans, and get your tickets today.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Thank you for playing.
Love ya. Thanks for helping us out. Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Showmans with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
spread the word. See you next week.
Bye. Where you live impacts who you become. Choose wisely with Apartments.com. Whether it's Hollywood, New York, or the great state of Texas, Apartments.com has the most listings for apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from. Live where and how you want with Apartments.com. Go to the site and check out their custom search tools. If you have pets or you want an easy commute to work, they can help you find what you want. With Apartments.com, what you see is what you can rent. Your time is valuable. That's why they comb through their listings to make sure all the information is verified and up to date. They make home hunting a breeze. Visit apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com. Change your apartment, change the world.